Good morning, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Slice of Life here on ESPN 1520. As always, we appreciate your time, and it's a privilege for me to host this show week in and week out at our new time, 9 o'clock Saturday morning. So I hope your weekend is off on the right foot. Well, it's a real joy to sit down with Dr. Jack Bertolino, who is with Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. He is Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. It's a practice on Main Street in Williamsville, and Dr. Jack has helped so many people with quality of life issues. And we're here to talk to Dr. Bertolino for the next half hour. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you, Brenda. It's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Indeed. And so when I talk to you, I know there's always something new and cutting edge happening at your practice. First of all, let's establish where the practice is. You're right on Main Street in Williamsville. What's the side street?
Side street is Full Avenue, and we're at 5839 Main, Suite 102.
Easy to find, and a lot of free parking, so no issue there. And when you go into Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, you're greeted right away by Dr. Bertolino's staff, and you see the doctor himself, which I think is a pretty big deal in today's day and age in healthcare. And Doctor, on our sister station, WGR, we've been talking a lot about one of the treatments that you offer called acoustic wave therapy. And a lot of the treatments that you offer, as I said at the beginning here, deal with quality of life issues. And many of them involve intimacy. Some topics are very difficult for people to talk about. But you bring it into the forefront in a tasteful way, and you help people improve their quality of life. So let's talk about what people have been hearing on WGR, and that's the acoustic wave. How have you helped men with that issue? And let's talk about the issue itself, which is erectile dysfunction.
Well, first off, I've really gotten involved with regenerative medicine and regenerative aesthetics. I think that's what sets me apart now from a lot of practices in Buffalo, whether it's for hair restoration or anything facial or skin management. But when you're talking about intimacy, that is a huge quality of life issue. We've helped thousands of women at this point over the years with vaginal rejuvenation, which has improved their ability to have relations again that are not painful. We've stopped incontinence in women, which I think is phenomenal. But we've also done bioidentical hormone replacement for 13 years, and we've improved the brain function of both men and women. So when I thought that the woman was being put all back together, I thought, well, what about the guy? And erectile dysfunction is an aging problem. It's not a disease. It's an aging problem that happens to all men at certain times of their lives, and that depends, of course, on age, physical state, habits like smoking. It all contributes, and every man has it to a degree. We've dealt with Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, all those meds for years. But eventually, when the blood supply isn't there anymore, you need something to prompt the blood supply to grow. Because without blood supply, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and all those other medicines do not work. So acoustic wave therapy, another term is shockwave therapy, has been around for a very long time. It was originally developed by the orthopedic guys, and they used it for to improve circulation in joints. It's used a lot in podiatry for plantar fasciitis.
Really?
These acoustic waves are faster than sound waves. They were developed actually by the Swiss. I started using acoustic wave 13 years ago for cellulite in women because it improved the circulation of the skin, thereby giving them a smoother look.
Take away that cottage cheese effect?
Exactly. But the interesting thing was, around 5 years ago, I started to hear at these different regenerative conferences that they were using AWT for erectile dysfunction. And it made sense to me because I knew how it worked and why it was being done, but I would have never dreamed that they would eventually do the clinical trials and put it out in the medical mainstream. It's been in Europe and Israel for well over 10 to 15 years with about an 83 to 87% success rate. Nothing in life is going to be 100%. And remember, with erectile dysfunction, there are different gradations depending on age and your physical health.
And those habits that you mentioned.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all going to contribute over time. So when we use the waveform on the organ in question and different points around that organ, we are prompting a microtrauma to develop. Now, that sounds very heavy, but this microtrauma, which the person doesn't feel or see, the body then responds, like anything else, by regenerating itself. And body regeneration is always the formation of new blood supply, whether it's a cut or whether it's growing blood supply in the male organ. So the concept is novel, makes sense, and works. Again, there are different gradations, and I want people to know that we screen our men pretty closely.
When the gentleman would come in, you obviously do a full medical screening.
Yes.
And then you determine whether that person is a candidate for this procedure, right?
Yes. The interesting thing with that is men are under the assumption that if they take testosterone, it will affect their erections. That is not true. Testosterone does not grow blood supply. Testosterone works in the brain, the bone, the muscle mass. It is a very good quality of life thing to have, and we all lose. A man loses testosterone starting at age 20.
Really?
We lose about 2% a year from that age. But when that testosterone is gone or low, it doesn't necessarily mean it affects the erection one way or the other.
Is it more of a mood altering?
Well, testosterone sexually is libido. For men and for women. We give it to women too because libido goes away, and libido is sexual desire. Again, the functional problem, the lack of blood supply in the male organ or the lack of blood supply in the female vagina because of childbirth and age leads to problems. Women get dry, men can't have erections.
Very simple, yeah.
I mean, it is, and if we put the right technologies together and the right processes together, we can have a natural way, not a synthetic way, a natural way to give people back intimacy and quality of life.
And that's so key as we age, doctor. And as we say in the commercial that we run on our sister station, the problems are real, the solutions are here. Thanks to you and your ability to pinpoint those solutions that you read about when you go to conferences and learn about and then apply them to folks in this area. I have to ask you, it's got to be tough for a lot of men to mentally overcome this and admit there's a problem. What do you do to make them feel comfortable about this type of therapy and help them understand that there are solutions here?
You know, it's interesting. When I was in private practice a long time ago and Viagra came out, you know, men would come in and they would dance around asking the question if they could have samples or, you know, can I try it? But every single one of those men in that era would say, but, you know, I don't have a problem. And I'd go, well, then why do you want the medicine? Every man has a problem. It all depends on your personality. It's a whole macho thing.
Right.
I think more men, they don't like to speak about it in groups, but they will certainly come in and talk about it one-on-one. We have survey sheets that they have to fill out through the American Society of Urology. So we're above board. We do check their serum testosterone levels. Men have an estrogen. Women have three. Men have one. We check that. We check their blood counts. And we go over their medical history to see what kind of habits or problems they have.
So how long does it take if you determine that this man is a candidate for this therapy, for this to for the treatment itself, and then before the results become apparent?
Well, all men are going to be candidates. It's a question of what you can tell the guy the response rate will be. If they're really been smoking for 40 years, they're 70 years old, maybe the best we could hope for with what I have to offer is that Viagra will work again. Mm-hmm. In other words, they won't get back as much as they really wanted have to be spontaneous, but maybe that Viagra will then give them that punch that they want. Versus the younger guy who is, you know, 58 years old and, you know, never smoked, but now has lost so many years of blood flow that maybe this will give him back that spontaneity instead of taking that pill. And when we're talking about money, the copays, as everybody knows, are astronomical now when it comes to those drugs. The generic sildenafil is not as effective. It's a little cheaper. So I think cost, you know, is an issue with everything.
Of course, especially in today's day and age. We're talking with Dr. Jack Bertolino from Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics. Dr. Bertolino has been a practicing physician in this area for many years. How long ago did you start in Buffalo, Jack, or in the Buffalo area?
I came up to Buffalo to do a fellowship in 1989, and then I went into practice in the Lewiston area in 91, and I finished that 10 years ago.
Wow, 30 years you've been in this area.
Yes, and yeah. I'm very happy to say that my business now is flourishing, and I'm in my 14th year.
Wow, congratulations for having that kind of vision, too. The healthcare system is a pretty complex one.
Yes, it is.
And I want to say, too, how you do a lot of cutting-edge things. You're the only one locally doing the acoustic wave therapy, correct?
I believe so. I knew about acoustic wave. I said that for a long time. I had an old machine. I've since upgraded to the technology that's the clinical trials have been done with. I believe I'm the only one. Because I don't take insurance, maybe that's the reason. I mean, lots of physicians are just based on insurance. It's not going to get people very far.
You know, we've only got a couple minutes before the break, and then we're going to come back and talk to you further. But we're talking about things, as I mentioned, that are very intimate. Do you find that in today's day and age, Dr. Bertolino, that people are much more open about talking about intimacy issues and different therapies that can help? And it's almost like a reflection of your practice that you identified this and realized that, hey, you know, we're all human beings. We all age. Hopefully we age to a relatively healthy old age. And this is real. This is real. Do you find that people are more open about that?
You'd be surprised. We have couples come in, and they both talk about their sexual issues over the years. So it's a very open forum. I think I make them feel very comfortable. I'm not there to be better than them. I have my issues at my age. It's just the way it goes. But I always believed with my business plan that if you want to make somebody look better, you want to make them feel better and vice versa. It just makes a lot of sense, and that's the way I've grown my business. If you want to look good, great. You want to feel great, great, and vice versa. And we can give you both.
Yes, and this is something that you brought to this area. You had mentioned that you know of somebody who had gone to the Cleveland Clinic to learn about this. And
yes,
here
you
are in the Buffalo, you know, obviously in the Williamsville area.
Yes, a recent consultation who ended up becoming a client of mine had originally gone to the Cleveland Clinic and discussed this. And I was happy to hear that because it lends to more credibility. And I asked them about the consultation, and it was just about as similar to mine. Same kind of protocol, because there is a protocol to this. It's not just do it when you want. So I was very happy to hear that the clinic has lent some very nice credibility to this nice procedure.
Great to hear. We're going to delve into some of the issues surrounding women of a certain age with Dr. Jack Bertolino, Smooth Solutions Medical Aesthetics, back right after this quick timeout.